Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Egyptian security officials say 235 people have been killed by suspected Islamic militants at an attack on a mosque in the northern Sinai Peninsula. This man was at the mosque when the attack took place.
It's very sad. It's pathetic. It's unhumanitic. It doesn't represent any sort of Islamic principles or Islamic faith. Islam doesn't allow anyone to kill to harm.
No group immediately claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State has been carrying out attacks in that region. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi vowed the attack will not go unpunished. President Trump here in Washington reacted to the violence, calling it a horrible and cowardly attack on innocent and defenseless worshipers. President Trump has told Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan the U.S. will no longer supply weapons to Kurdish YPG fighters in Syria. Turkey, the U.S., and the European Union also consider the PKK, of which the YPG are affiliated, to be a terrorist group. The U.S. sees the Syrian Kurds as the best fighting force battling the Islamic State. The politically fraught trial of a Turkish-Iranian businessman accused of running a multi-billion dollar scheme to evade U.S. sanctions on Iran gets underway next week, but is widely expected to start without the main suspect, Recep Zarab. The 33-year-old multimillionaire of dual Iranian-Turkish citizenship has business interests in Turkey and the United Arab Emirates, as well as ties to the governments of Turkey and of Iran. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's first new leader in nearly four decades has taken office, replacing Robert Mugabe, who ruled the country for 37 years and was forced to resign as president earlier in the week. We get more now from VOA's Anita Powell in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare.
Zimbabwe's new leader was sworn in Friday in a pomp-filled, exuberant ceremony filled with music, dancing, dignitaries, and promises from new president Emmerson Mnangagwa.
I, Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, swear that as president of the Republic of Zimbabwe, I will be faithful to Zimbabwe and obey, uphold, and defend the Constitution and all other laws of Zimbabwe.
President Mnangagwa won't have time to rest on his laurels and celebrate winning the job he clearly eyed for decades while serving as Mugabe's right-hand man. He will serve out the remainder of Mugabe's term, which is slated to end in mid-2018. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
Spanish officials are telling VOA covert attempts by Russia to support Catalonia's bid for independence from Spain, using disinformation as well as cyber attacks to support separatists, may be part of a long-term strategy to penetrate and gain control not only of Spain's wealthy northeastern region but other parts of Europe. Spain and NATO are investigating. Russian officials are denying the accusations. London police found no casualties after investigating reports of shots that were fired at a busy subway station. Police initially responded as if the incident were terror-related, but later they had said they had not located any trace of suspects, evidence of shots, or casualties. Video posted on social media showed people rushing from the subway. British Prime Minister Theresa May is stepping up her lobbying efforts to broaden Brexit negotiations with the European Union to future relations and trade as the talks are bogged down in preliminary issues.
And I'm also here to say again that the United Kingdom is unconditionally committed to continuing to play our leading role in maintaining Europe's security. We may be leaving the European Union, but we're not leaving Europe.
Prime Minister May also said she will be holding meetings in Brussels, including one with EU Council President Donald Tusk, about progress in talks which must be completed before Britain leaves the EU in March of 2019. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.